Derby aren't used to being mid-table, certainly not over recent years. It's either been fights against relegation or those two seasons where they won the playoffs in 2007 and reached the playoff semi-finals in 2005. But what it shows is that there was at no time last season were they in any danger of being in a relegation fight, and that the major changes that Nigel Clough made a year ago had by and large worked, and that Derby had taken strides forward. And so, yeah, mid-table may not be great for a club that pulls in mid-20,000s every week, 30,000 some week, but overall, in the scheme of things, that is progress.
It's interesting, I listen to the sports scene talking quite a lot, and one regular theme is, when are we going to spend money? But I think other managers have proved over the years you can have success with youngsters, and you could say that that youngsters are the future at Derby County.
Well, I think that is the way forward for Derby. Look at Ipswich Town, who are behind Derby in the Championship table. They have spent a fortune. They're spending a fortune on wages. Much good that it has done them. But I think football has got to sort of wake up to the fact that clubs have got to start living within their means, and if they don't, in the next couple of years with financial fair play, they're going to be hit in the pocket, or they're going to be stopped making transfers, buying or selling players, trading players. But Derby have decided that the academy is the way forward. We saw another product of the academy, Will Hughes, come on Saturday. And it's a long time since I've seen a player make a debut for Derby at the tender age of 17 and have such an impact. And suddenly, wow, who is this guy? And actually you were thinking, why hasn't he been playing earlier in the season? Because he just looked so calm and collect on the ball, spraying the ball around. We've seen Mason Bennett come through, Mark O'Brien earlier in the season, Jeff Hendrick, and I'm sure the Darren Wassell production line at the Derby County Academy is going to continue to produce players. And actually, it's going to have to do, because, as I said, that, for me, or by the look of it, the way Derby are set up now, that is the way that they see going forward.
So alongside that blend of youth and experience, do you think that fans will be expecting to see one or two arrivals over summer?
They will be, yes. Whether that'll happen, I think, will be how Nigel Clough can wheel and deal. And I guess one of the big questions now is, one of the Scottish players who came down, Craig Bryson, has ended up with a Player of the Year award. And the other player who came down, who cost near on £500,000, has been scoring goals for Portsmouth, Chris Maguire. And that, I would have thought, is the big quandary for Nigel Clough. Can I get Chris Maguire to play in what you would call the Derby way, the way that they want him to play? Or do they say, do you know what, actually, it hasn't worked. Sometimes you make signings, it doesn't work. Let's cash in. He scored goals for Pompey. Let's move him on. That might give us £500,000 to play with. There might be interest in other players. He's got to wheel and deal.